So Thad, who is your final choice? Who will be Mrs. Thad Falcon?
It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Tracy and Kim are both great women. I could spend my life with either one. Kim!
There's no doubt about it. It's Kim!
Bud Light. Great taste for your great times.
Oh, Tracy!
It's Kim.
Sure!
So, Thad, who is your final choice? Who will be Mrs. Thad Falcon?
It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Tracy and Kim are both great women. I could spend my life with either one. Kim!
There's no doubt about it. It's Kim!
Bud Light. Great taste for your great times.
Oh, Tracy!
It's Kim.
Sure!
Consultant Jeff McCausland.
Intelligence sources in the region believe there are suicide bombers that are already in position, particularly in and around Baghdad, waiting to strike.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. Ballot boxes are being delivered to polling stations, which are surrounded by barbed wire and blast barriers. Iraqi police and army soldiers are out in force, manning checkpoints. Civilian traffic will be banned on referendum day, but already traffic is very light. The borders of the country have been sealed and nighttime curfews are in place.
All that didn't stop insurgents from attacking the Baghdad and Fallujah offices of a Sunni political party that dropped its opposition to the Constitution. Well, up and down the East Coast, it's flood season. The roaring Ramapo is just one of the New Jersey River spilling over its banks after a week of on and off heavy rain, which won't let up before the weekend. WBZ-TV's Karen Anderson is in waterlogged Alstead, New Hampshire.
The latest forecast I've heard is about 2 to 3 inches of rain coming in tonight through tomorrow. So there's officials keeping a close eye on the dams, on the bridges, on the shores, and of course on people's homes that are still left along the river.
And at least 12 homes have been washed away there. The investigation to find out who outed a CIA undercover operative could be at a turning point. CBS's Peter Mayer has that.
The advisor President Bush describes as his architect, Karl Rove, could appear today before the grand jury in the CIA leak investigation. It will be his fourth and possibly last chance to convince grand jurors that he did not commit a crime. When the story first developed 2 years ago, the White House categorically denied that Rove was involved. But since then, he has confirmed that he did speak to reporters. Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald is believed to be nearing a decision on indictments in the case.
The new law that will make it harder to get out from under by filing for bankruptcy takes effect Monday, so it's no surprise North Carolina bankruptcy lawyer Bill Brewer is a busy man.
I've been experiencing a tremendous increase in people who have delayed procrastinating in filing bankruptcy, now feel like they have to file bankruptcy.
Well, we've just found out who the new James Bond will be. CBS's Steve Holt has breaking news from London.
The relatively unknown British actor Daniel Craig has won the coveted role. His most recent success is the British gangster flick Layer Cake.
Name's Bond.
I know who you are.
James Bond.
No matter who plays 007, some critics wonder if the franchise isn't worn out with its emphasis on gadgets.
How long did you say the fuse was?
And cartoonish villains. The Bond producers are clearly hoping those critics are wrong. Steve Holt, CBS News, London.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
What do millionaires know that you don't? I'm Mark Victor Hansen, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. I've teamed up with Robert Allen, my co-author of the 1 Minute Millionaire, to write a new book. It's called Cracking the Millionaire Code. It's a complete program that shows you step by step how to tap your hidden potential and make $1 million in 101 days while staying true to your values, your family, and friends. Cracking the Millionaire Code. It's all you need to succeed. Available wherever books are sold.
This is your Vanguard Insight on counting. Two hypothetical investors invest $5,000 a year. Both earn 8% before expenses compounded for 20 years. Jeff pays fees and expenses of 1.3%. Jim just 0.3%. Jim ends up with over $28,000 more. To see how it all adds up for you, connect with Vanguard at 1-800-VANGUARD.
Mutual funds are subject to risk. Call for a fund prospectus, which includes investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information. Read and consider it carefully before investing. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
16-year-old golfing wonder child Michelle Wee began her professional career yesterday with a respectable 2 under par 70 at the Samsung World Championship in Palm Desert, California.
Welcome, please, Michelle Wee.
If Wee can take her game to the next level, she could be competing in the British Open one day. A rules change by the Royal and Ancient Golf Club will allow women to play the British Open beginning next year.
Yarn is saying that we are going to be open to anybody who wants to play. And whether it's going to be male or female, they're all going to play from the same yardage on the courses that they try and qualify from.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're off to a good start so far this morning on the Turnpike. Real nice drive, as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. I-25, check and clear for your ride into downtown. I-70 is trouble-free east and westbound between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And around town, things still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Now checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. We're at 45 degrees right now. Scott Elton says, take the freeway to Freeway 4, and right now get a loaded O2 Explorer for just $11.9, selling new and used SUVs and pickups fast and for thousands less. That's how they survive T-Rex. So get your loaded Explorer today for just $11.9. Only at Freeway 4 at I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Something big is coming, but we can't tell you about it until next Monday.
I'm glad we waited.
Yeah.
But I can't wait anymore.
The suspense is killing me.
Don't miss a major announcement for AM 760 listeners at 7:20 a.m. That's Monday morning at 7:20 on the J. Marvin Show.
I can't wait.
I'll do this.
Cough it up. Give me it.
Only on AM 760. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee and by Posture D Calcium Supplements. Log on to PostureD.com for your chance to win a fabulous J.W. Marriott Resort and Spa getaway. I'm Charles Osgood. With the escalation of insurgent attacks leading up to this weekend's referendum vote on Iraq's new constitution, President Bush had a teleconference yesterday with some American soldiers in Tikrit, Iraq, to reassure them about his own support for their efforts.
So long as I'm the president, we're never going to back down. We're never going to give in. We'll never accept anything less than total victory.
And that of the people here, too.
You just got to know the American people are proud of you. You've got tremendous support here at home.
And to give them a chance to tell people here how they see what's going on.
One of the things, Captain, that people in America want to know is, one, do the Iraqis want to fight, and are they capable of fighting?
And the answers were quite positive.
They've come a long way over the 10 months that we've been here, and it's just great to be able to share that with the American people.
But was it spontaneous and unrehearsed? Not quite, as we will hear after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
It's refreshing when someone speaks the plain and simple truth. Such was the case recently when Kim Howells, the British Minister of State for the Middle East, visited the region. Here's what he said in a newspaper interview. The Palestinians are receiving more aid per capita than any other people on the face of the earth. And we want to see some proper response in fighting terror. Gaza is now in the hands of the Palestinian Authority, and there are no Israeli troops there. Sooner or later, the Palestinians have to take a tough decision and start disarming the armed factions within Gaza and the West Bank. If they don't, how can the rest of the world have any confidence in their ability to bring good governance to these areas? We are waiting with bated breath for response from the Palestinian Authority. This is not a bottomless pit that the money is coming from. What they, the Palestinians, need is the political will to do it. As the British would say, Minister Howell's words are spot on. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Before the broadcast teleconference yesterday, the soldiers in Tikrit had been briefed.
If the question comes up about partnering, how often do we train with the Iraqi military? Who does he go to?
That's going to go to Captain Pratt.
The briefer was Pentagon official Allison Barber.
We're going to talk a little bit about the folks in Tikrit and the hometown and how they're handling the political process. Who are we going to give that to?
That's going to go to Captain Williams.
And I'm going to give it back to Captain Kennedy.
And then in the last 10 months, what kind of progress have we seen?
To Master Sergeant Lombardo.
Does that mean someone was telling him what to say? No, says CBS News correspondent Lara Logan.
The soldiers say they were able to use their own words, but they did practice both in the rehearsals and also privately. They wanted to get it right. Many of them said, you know, we're speaking to our biggest boss. This is the commander-in-chief. Some of them did say that there had been suggestions made, you know, along the way, but none of them at any time felt that they were pressured into presenting a particular point of view.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Why are you so dressed up?
Our meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The Quiet Company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny today, a high of around 73. All right, it's Karl Rove Day on the program. Today is the day that Karl Rove has to go before the grand jury, Patrick Fitzgerald's grand jury, time number 4. And we should know in the next couple of weeks whether there will be any indictments handed down. Actually, what today is really is it's open phones because it's Friday. So anything you want to talk about is okay with us. It's 303-713-7600 if you want to get into Karl Rove appearing before the grand jury. Or how about Bush's... Did anybody see Bush's staged teleconference with the soldiers where they rehearsed them before the broadcast? Now, it's unclear whether they told them what to say. But they did rehearse them. And what made this different than any of these other staged events that Bush has been involved in, this one, the press pool feed of the pre-press conference, you know, the pre-press conference rehearsal got out to all the networks. And so we were able to see what goes on behind the scenes before the president ever comes out. And there was a woman from the Pentagon, Allison Barber, who was kind of rehearsing the troops on what to do and what to say. Do we have that soundbite? Do we have that of her? Rehearsing them? I know we've got it.
All right, but if he gives us a question that's not something that we've scripted, Captain Kennedy, you're going to have that mic, and that's your chance to impress us all.
Yeah, if he gives you a question that we haven't scripted. So while they may not have put the words into these soldiers' mouths, they certainly hipped them up to the questions ahead of time so that they could come up with the proper answers. And Bush just came off like a chimp yesterday in talking to those people. You know, the earpiece dropped out of his ear several times, and he just seemed uncomfortable and stiff. And, you know, the George W. Bush, the manufactured George W. Bush that this country has seen since 2000, is now starting, the image makers, it's now starting to come unraveled. And now we're beginning to see the real George W. Bush as he stumbles around and dances from side to side on his feet and doesn't seem to quite have his act together. And a lot of people say it's because Karl Rove is preoccupied with Patrick Fitzgerald's grand jury and is trying to keep his butt out of the slammer. And hoping that he doesn't get indicted. And there's also stories this morning that the leak may be looking into the vice president's office and Dick Cheney's role in all of this. So we may have something potentially big here. And we'll know in the next couple of weeks. But 303-713-7600 is the number to call here if you want to get on. We've got four lines open. And we'll have somebody on a little bit later to talk about this Bush chat with the troops. Whether it was indeed staged or not. There's a part of me that felt sorry for him, watching him struggle with that thing. It really was. There was a part of me that just felt I had empathy for him. Because all of us, I think, have been in, uncomfortable positions. We've got another Republican that's in trouble. This is... The Republican Governor Ernie Fletcher of Kentucky has been doing just about everything he can to fend off a criminal investigation into alleged political hiring and firing by his administration, but investigators have steamed on, and it appears to be getting closer to Fletcher himself. How many more Republicans are going to fall under a cloud here? Oh, and here's a little bit more of Allison Barber.
Master Sergeant Lombardo, when you're talking about the president coming to see you in New York, take a little breath before that so you can actually be talking directly to him.
Yeah, that was her. That was her rehearsing the troops. Way to go, Allison. Oh man, I'm telling you, I just, you know, this is an administration that for years couldn't do anything wrong, and now all of a sudden everything they do seems to be wrong, and the Republicans seem to be having a hard time. Like count it up. Frist is being subpoenaed for his stock dealings. DeLay has been indicted twice by Ronnie Earl in Texas. Rove and Libby are being looked into over this whole CIA leak situation. They're also looking at Dick Cheney's possible involvement. You've got Duke Cunningham in San Diego, a Republican congressman who's not going to run again, who's accused of selling his house for twice what he paid for it, and by having some lobbyist buy it from him. You've got Robert Ney in Ohio, who seems to have some Ohio Republican congressman who seems to have some troubles, and now you've got this this governor from Kentucky, who seems to be they seem to be closing in on him, and he's a Republican. And the Republican is just wrought with just a dark cloud hanging over them. We're also going to have somebody on this morning to talk about these pro pot signs, these billboards that a councilman says sponsors shouldn't hide behind other issues. And we talked about this a little bit the other morning. This whole idea that the signs might be misleading. And this is Initiative 100 in Denver. And Alan Gaithright has an article in the Rocky Mountain News about this. Backers of Denver's ballot measures to legalize marijuana for adults were accused Thursday of exploiting crime fears and deceiving voters. A pot group called Change the Climate on Monday plans to unveil three billboards around Denver showing a battered woman with her male abuser behind her and the slogan, "Reduce family and community violence in Denver. Vote yes on I-100. Nowhere does the ad mention that the initiative's 100's passage would amend the Denver law to make it legal for adults to possess 1 ounce or less of marijuana. Earlier this week, Denver's Councilman Charlie Brown blamed the blasted the I-100 sponsor, Safer Alternatives for Enjoyable Recreation, or Safer, for a campaign signs that declare, "Make Denver Safer, Vote Yes on I-100. So we'll have somebody out to talk about that, too, about them being less than honest about what those things represent. Also, new poll out, fight over measures referendum C&D says it's close. Supporters seen as having a 2.5 weeks before the vote. They have an edge. Supporters are seen as having an edge of 2.5 weeks before the vote. All right, anything you want to talk about here, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. And, of course, they're going to vote on Iraq's constitution coming up tomorrow. And do you think that'll make things in Iraq any better, even if it passes? 303-713-7600.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the sports column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted sports column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.